This is the Jaap-odcast.
Few rock bands are as musical as Led Zeppelin. The band learns their craft on the job, in and out of the studio, and at least 3 sessions a day just to make a living. They play with other major artists, absorbing the material like a sponge. The blues is never far away, always lingering beneath the surface or being ostentatiously embraced. Led Zeppelin is a true album band and doesn't want to hear about singles. They were one of the first of their time in this respect. Live, the songs are stretched out like long barrages with orgasmic guitar solos, driven by a unique vocalist and supported by a solid rhythm section. Ladies and gentlemen, Led Zeppelin. Childhood, Jimmy Page listened to folk music, but also to blues greats like Elmore James and B.B. King, and the skiffle of Lonnie Donegan, who also inspired the Beatles and the Stones. According to Page, that's where it all began, a mix of folk and rock.
And a rock on the line, I see the money good road. A rock on the line is the road to ride. Yeah, a rock on the line, see the money good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride.
Lonnie Donegan, Rock Island Line. During his art school years, Jimmy Page frequently performed at the Marquee Club in London's West End. He performed there with bands like Cyril Davies' The All Stars, Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated, and with guitarists Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton, who were his friends at the time. One evening, John Gibb of Brian Howard and the Silhouettes asked him to collaborate on the song The Worrying Kind.
If you ever see my baby, say I know you'll understand. Just why I say that I'm the worrying kind. All the guys are all around her, can't you see she's in demand? I guess you see why I'm the worrying kind.
Mike Leander, then a producer for the English record label Decca Records, offered Page his first session musician job. His first contribution was on the recording of the instrumental track Diamonds by Jet Harris and Tony Meehan. After this period, Page devoted himself entirely to session work, playing 12-string acoustic guitar on the Kinks' debut album track I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter from 1964. Plays on the B-side Bald Headed Woman by The Who from 1965.
Yeah, I don't want no bald-headed woman who make me mean, yeah, Lord, make me mean. Yeah, I don't want no bald-headed woman, it'll make me mean, yeah, Lord, make me mean. Yeah, I don't want.
In 1964, he also worked on the recordings of As Tears Go by Marianne Faithfull, Tobacco Road by the Nashville Teens, Heart of Stone by the Rolling Stones.
This heart of stone, oh no, no, this heart of stone.
What? Baby, Please Don't Go, Mystic Eyes and Here Comes the Night by Van Morrison and Them. Crying Game and My Baby Left Me by Dave Berry.
I know all there is to know about the crying game. I've had my share of the crying game.
Is It True by Brenda Lee and Downtown by Petula Clark.
Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure.
In 1965, Page was hired by then Rolling Stones manager Andrew Lug Oldham as producer and head of the A&R department at his newly founded record label, Immediate Records. This gave Page the opportunity to collaborate with artists such as John Mayall, Nico, Chris Farlow, Twice as Much, and Eric Clapton. On the 1966 single, Sunshine Superman, by Scottish singer Donovan, Page worked for the first time with future Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Remember when? I know a beach where they
Sunshine Superman. Page also stars with John Paul Jones in this James Bond classic.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch. Such.
During a 2003 interview with the American radio station NPR, Page stated that he was having at least three sessions a day during this period. In February 1965, Clapton resigned as guitarist for the Yardbirds, but Page refused to give up his lucrative session musician career. He suggested recruiting his friend Jeff Beck. On May 16, 1966, drummer Keith Moon, bassist John Paul Jones, keyboardist Nicky Hopkins, Beck, and Page recorded the song, Beck's Bolero, at London's IBC Studios. It was then that Page came up with the idea of forming a new supergroup with Beck, bassist John Entwistle, and Keith Moon. However, due to the lack of a good singer and contractual problems, the project never materialized. During this period, Moon first suggested the name Led Zeppelin after Entwistle remarked that the project would be a lead balloon.
Thank you.
Beck's bolero with a guitar played backward. A few weeks later, Page did join the Yardbirds after bassist Paul Samwell left the band. Page eventually played lead guitar, and after Jeff Beck left the band in 1966, they continued as a quartet, recording the album Little Games, which wasn't a success. The concerts at the time contained musical aspects that Page would further develop during his time with Led Zeppelin, particularly during live performances of the song Dazed and Confused, composed in 1967 by American singer-songwriter Jake Holmes.
As to where I am at, feel like a mouse and you act like a cat.
To fulfill his contractual obligations, Page had to form a new band for a Scandinavian tour. On the advice of singer Terry Reid, he enlisted singer Robert Plant, who in turn recommended drummer John Bonham. Bassist John Paul Jones offered himself to Page. The two had known each other from several studio sessions together. The new band departed for Scandinavia as the New Yardbirds, but shortly after returning, the name was changed. Initially, it was changed to Led Zeppelin, a reference to Keith Moon's earlier statement. Manager Peter Grant eventually changed it to Led Zeppelin to prevent mispronunciations. The first song Led Zeppelin played together was Train Kept on Rolling. The Big Bang was born.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Led Zeppelin.
on September the 25th, 1968, at 11 p.m., the band began recording their debut album, Led Zeppelin, at Olympic Studios in London. It featured both heavy rock songs and ballads. Because Led Zeppelin hadn't yet signed a record deal, the recording costs were covered by Jimmy Page and the band's manager, Peter Grant. The total cost was £1,782. This allowed the band to record the album without any influence from a record company. Led Zeppelin did sign a contract with Atlantic Records in November 1968 and received an advance of $200,000, a substantial sum for the time. The contract was signed by manager Peter Grant, Jimmy Page, and Ahmet Ertgun of Atlantic Records after the band had given their first live performance 2 months earlier. Jimmy Page had already brought the demo recordings for the debut album with him at the signing. 2 months later, in January 1969, Atlantic released their debut album, Led Zeppelin, and the rest became history. Bad Times. The album was produced by Page, and engineer Glyn Johns handled the sound engineering. The two had known each other since their teenage years. According to Page, most of the album was recorded live in the studio, with overdubs added later. The front cover, chosen by Page, features a black and white photograph of the burning airship Hindenburg, which caught fire during landing near Lakehurst in New Jersey, on May the 6th, 1937.
I said, baby, You know I'm gonna leave you. I'm leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes rolling. Leave you when the summer comes to ramble. Oh yeah, baby, baby, I've been really got to ramble. I can hear it calling me the way it used to do. I can hear it.
Thank you. that's when it's calling me back home.
Baby, I'm Gonna Leave You, Led Zeppelin II is the second studio album by Led Zeppelin. The album was released in October 1969. It was the first Led Zeppelin album that sound engineer Eddie Kramer worked on. Led Zeppelin II is characterized by the blues style of the songs and the guitar riffs that served as the foundation for the powerful sound. It is widely considered the band's heaviest album, and some critics consider it their best album ever, a bit of an exaggeration in my opinion. Sound engineer Eddie Kramer explains, "The mix of the song, Whole Lotta Love, where all the sounds seem to blend together, is the result of Jimmy and himself randomly turning knobs on the mixing console." Kramer compliments Page on the final result, despite the varying circumstances under which the album was recorded. "We edited some songs in the most bizarre studios imaginable. But in the end, it all sounds amazing. There was only one man in charge, and that was Mr. Page."
You need cool air, baby, I'm not fool. Give you my love.
Whole Lot of Love. The entire album was written between concerts. A studio was booked and a song recorded. Because the recording had to be done quickly, the songs sounded very spontaneous. Some songs resulted from improvisations during the concerts, especially during the performance of Dazed and Confused, where a lot of experimentation took place. Most of the songs were recorded live in the studio. The album reflects the development of Led Zeppelin's sound and their live performances. Robert Plant contributed lyrics for the album for the first time. This wasn't possible for the band's debut album due to Plant's contract with CBS Records at the time.
I'm gonna ramble on, sing my song, gonna work my way around the world.
ramble on. Led Zeppelin II has since been considered the definitive heavy metal album. According to journalist Stephen Thomas Erlewine of Allmusic, the album was the model for all future heavy metal bands. Author Robert Santelli argues that Led Zeppelin had passed the blues rock era and was already developing the undiscovered hard rock genre. Blues-influenced songs like Whole Lotta Love, Heartbreaker, The Lemon Song, Moby Dick, and Bring It On Home are still considered exemplary songs for the heavy metal genre, with guitar riffs playing a prominent role. This style of song arrangement was unusual in popular music at the time. Jimmy Page's guitar solo in Heartbreaker has been a significant source of inspiration for many metal guitarists, including Eddie Van Halen and Steve Vai. Bring It On Home is a cover of a Willie Dixon song, originally performed by Sonny Boy Williamson II. Led Zeppelin's arrangement features a faster middle section alongside the straightforward blues structure of the original. It was frequently played live in late 1969 and 1970.
Baby. Got my load. Conduct done hollered all aboard. Take my seat right way back and watch this train move down the track.
What you trying to do?
This was Led Zeppelin Part 1. I'm making multiple episodes to avoid them getting way too long, and I don't want to deprive you of the many wonderful things these guys have created. Just like the band, I'm numbering the episodes, something with a round circle. What the next podcast will be about, nobody knows.
This was the Yap Podcast. Until the next time.